How does Dr. Evgenia look for dictating an endoscopy report on patient Fernell Marcel in data work 2/23/1963, data procedure January 26, 2024, physicians Dr. Evgenia Vulture deal. Procedure performed is esophageal gastroduodenoscopy with cold biopsies, comma, hot snare polypectomy. Esophageal gastroduodenoscopy with hot snare polypectomy and cold biopsies, as well as colonoscopy with cold snare polypectomy and cold biopsy polypectomy. Indication is iron deficiency anemia, comma, dysphagia, comma, nausea, comma, vomiting, comma, weight loss. Description, procedure, informed consent, sustained period, possible complication of procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reactions, possibility of missing a lesion, such as among the fewer, all explained to the patient, period, the patient's about to endoscopy, place in muscle lateral position, sedated for anesthesia services, monitored anesthesia, compared to well lubricated, limits video, gastroscopes, introduced into the esophagus, advanced into direct vision to the second portion of the duodenum, period, careful examination made of the duodenal bulb, second portion of the duodenum, stomach, G-junction, esophagus, period of retroflex, is obtained at the cardioperitoneal reception from the stomach before, which all also period the patient was in turn on in left lateral position, period of digital rectal exam was normal, period of well-lubricated limb sodium consults, and choose to recommend advance and direct vision to the cecum, which is in the presence of the appendiceal orifice, at least equal to the confluence of the folds. Period, the terminal ileum was also intubated and evaluated, period, careful examination made of the cecum, at least equal to the ascending colon hepatic structure, terms, colon, stomach pressure, descending colon, sigma, colon, and rectum, period of retroflexity in the rectum. Period bowel preparation was suboptimal with loss of bowel preparation 6, comma, 2-2-2, period. Patient started the procedure well without any complications. Findings at upper endoscopy, there was unremarkable proximal and mid esophagus. Next line, the Z line was regular, 44 centimeters from the bite block. Comma biopsies were obtained in the proximal and mid-esophagus to rule out eosinophilic esophagitis, given the history of dysphagia. Next line, there was evidence of 3 polyps noted in the stomach, comma, 2 were located in the antrum. These were approximately 2 centimeters and 15 millimeters in size and removed with hot snare. Protectomy, both of these were pedunculated appearing. The 2 pedunculated polyps were located in the antrum, period. The other polyp was also located in the antrum, was approximately 12 millimeters in size and also had a hot snare polypectomy. Next line, there was evidence of gastric erythema diffusely, and biopsies were obtained to rule out H. pylori. Next line, there was a long, thin polyp approximately 2.5 centimeters in length, that was also pedunculated on a thin stalk that was located at the fundus / cardia. Comma, attempts were made to remove with have an apoplectomy, but due to difficulty of positioning and retroflexion, this was unable to be performed, and biopsies were obtained with a cold forceps for histology. Next line, the duodenum was overall unremarkable to D2 portion. Biopsies were obtained to rule out celiac disease. Next line, at colonoscopy. Next line, Boston prep score was 6, 2-2-2, graded as a suboptimal prep. The terminal ileum was intubated and evaluated. The last 5 centimeters appeared unremarkable. Next line, overall, the colon was tortuous, looping, redundant, and required a significant amount of counter pressure to reach the cecum period. It was spastic throughout. Next line, there was evidence of two rectal polyps cured. One was approximately 10 millimeters in size and was removed with cold snare polypectomy in total. Next line, the other was diminutive and sessile and removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was evidence of grade 1 internal hemorrhoids noted on retroflexion. Next line, overall, technically difficult colonoscopy. Next line, plan. Follow-up biopsy pathology. Comma will need referral for removal of the polyp in the stomach due to difficulty of positioning. We'll discuss with other providers in my group prior to referral to CARE. Next line, would recommend repeat colonoscopy in 3 years pending path. Next line, given iron deficiency anemia, if patient is found to be iron deficient on recent labs, would recommend PILCAM evaluation. Next time, given weight loss, would recommend CT chest abdomen pull. This has not been obtained already. Next time, if H. pylori is positive, would recommend treatment and then reevaluation. With testing for eradication.